This is the Lunch Bite with Ian Bess.
Brad, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Well, and you, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome, and welcome to the Lunch Bite. So, Brad, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you 2 or 3 weeks ago? What were you doing?
2 or 3 weeks ago, I was selling cars.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that for?
I've been selling cars for 11 years, and this particular dealership I was with for 4 months. I just started with them, and know me very well. Lovely dealership to work for. Cut a long story short, I was on temp contract and business wasn't going so well. And unfortunately, they relieved me. They gave me 24 hours notice on the Thursday, the 19th of March. Friday, 11:30, I packed my stuff and I walked out on good terms.
That's good. How did you feel about that, Brad? What's the first thing? You said it went on good terms and that, but leaving a place of work and leaving an industry that you'd been involved in since 2008 must have been quite overwhelming. How did you feel on that Friday afternoon?
It was very mixed emotions, Ian, to be honest. Like, you know, I love going to work. I mean, your people at work are like your family. You know, you spend more time with them than you do your own family. So it was really hard. It was like leaving my family behind and the industry. I mean, it's what I know. It's what I love. It's what I love doing. I still love cars. And, so it was very mixed emotions. It was hard, but I had no choice. And, I was happy and not happy, like unhappy because like now what I do, COVID's here, no job. I'm going to sit at home with the family for 2 weeks. It's not a bad thing. Catch up time, but I needed to just really put, into gear and carry on, you know.
So tell me, you mentioned that part that you said, okay, you weren't happy because there was the uncertainty. But I'd like you, over and above spending the time with the family, what were you happy about? What did this kind of circumstance? What did this give you in terms of an opportunity?
Well, to be honest, I mean, you know, my age is it's still good with me at the moment, but
right.
I've always wanted to be my own boss and a manager of something. I wanted to be higher than just a salesman. I've been a salesman in the industry, as you said, since 2008. Before that, I did manage businesses, a couple of chain stores as well. So it was just like, you know, I wasn't growing and I wanted to grow. I wanted to be me. I wanted to do what I love. And, I just sat down and started, you know, my wife was saying, just like push yourself, push, think of something, do something. And I came up with this idea.
Okay, so we're going to get into your idea in a minute, but I just want to probe you a little bit in terms of what it feels like, because for me, it's very important that I think everybody realizes out there, especially our listeners that are finding themselves in a similar situation, is that it's very daunting when you have no other option but to find something else. How does that feel, and how did you manage, and you mentioned your wife having a good support system. Can you give us two or three ideas of what helped you to keep in a positive space? And even though you knew that you had to find something, you were also driven, pardon the pun, to find something. What inspired you?
So being at home with my family, my 50-month little boy and my stepson, I spend such lovely time with them, you know, doing homework. I never get to do homework with the kids. I never get to play with my son during the day, except obviously on weekends or Sundays, basically. Play soccer in the garden. And it just inspired me to make my family life better from a financial point of view, from my own boss point of view, just to improve myself, well-being, which I... God, I'm busy with and I have done, as well as to spend as much quality time with my family, which, you know, working in a retail industry, you don't get much time. It's long hours.
Sure.
And it makes you feel better. You know, it was very, as I said, mixed emotions. The feeling of being with my family was like the best thing ever. I spent the first 2-3 days of not having a job from the 20th till we went into lockdown. The first 2-3 days of that, just literally spending time with my family. My wife spent in lockdown for 2 weeks before that.
That's amazing.
A little bit of a push. And my push was my family. I need to support them financially, emotionally. I need to give them what I know they deserve.
That's amazing. And I think that's very, very important to understand the journey that you travel in terms of coming to that point. But it's amazing that you've identified that quite quickly. Brad, tell me a little bit about your thought process. We're going to talk about your idea, as I said, in a couple of minutes. But for me, it was kind of like, did you like come up with the idea straight away and say, this is brilliant? Or did you have to iterate it a couple of times until you said, well, this is the solution? And if you could maybe just explain to us how you went through the process of coming up with the idea, and who you bounced it off, who you spoke to about it, et cetera.
Okay, so basically, I work also with the Community Policing Forum, so I love helping people.
Right.
It's a process of where I go out to people in emergencies, someone getting attacked, someone needing medical assistance, and I call various ambulance services. I just love helping people. It's in my nature. It's in my father's nature. I'm just like, if I see someone, for example, just a quick example, I was on a test drive, funny enough, with a customer in a car, and there was a blind man trying to cross Ethel Road walking towards the highway. I stopped the test drive, got out, and I helped him to direct him where he wanted to go. And I literally got back in the car and, I sold that car. So yeah, it was a good thing. And I just thought to myself, by helping, how can I help people through this COVID experience? You know, some people, people may think, oh, it's like a holiday in itself. It's far from a holiday. COVID thing. It's far from a holiday. It's a very serious thing. And when something traumatic comes to our lives in South Africa, Brad Davis is the one who likes to help the world. So I thought about it and I thought, something I could do. Old people that have children that can't get out. What can I do for them? The frail, everything like that. And then I came up with a delivery service, obviously keeping myself well protected.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this. So the service, which I love, is called Ready, Set, Delivered. Tell us a little bit about what you're actually doing and also who do you like kind of have to thank for getting you on this new path and adventure?
So so initially Ready, Set, Delivered was literally going to the shops, protecting myself, putting the gloves, the sanitizers, the full mishpacha, everything on, blah, 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 and going, collecting the goods and delivering it to the people's house and charging them a fee, you know, for my time and for my paper. And literally dropping it off. I found a lot of the time I'd have even met half the people. I drop it at the gate and then leave. And that's it.
Right.
They come out when I've gone, which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's a very weird situation, but that's the way it is and the way it has to be for now. So obviously my wife told me to do something in the next 2 weeks. She was obviously worried of me going out in this, and like I get home and I'm not allowed to even enter the house until I've scrubbed down practically. She'd probably build a shower outside for me. But who came up with the name for the business was a friend of mine, Gila Glazer, very quickly. And she, her daughter, Taylor, who lives in Cape Town, is a graphic designer, came up with the logo and everything, which I'm sure a lot of people have seen on Facebook and Joburg Jewish Mommies and whatever, it's posted and shared. She has been shared a lot of times, and I'd like to thank the listeners for sharing it and posting it for me. It's highly appreciated. She's like becoming my little marketing manager. I've had an email up and running tomorrow, and Gila came up with a name. She just WhatsApped me. She said, he has a name. I love it. I said, let's go with it. And her daughter Taylor, her company's called Off the Paper in Cape Town. I'd like to thank her as well. She's been amazing. Like literally in less than 12 hours, I had everything done.
That's amazing. Brad, we need to take a quick ad break, but when we come back, I'd like you to explain to us the process, how it works, and I'd like you to elaborate a little bit about collaboration, about partnerships. We'll be back right after this.
This is The Lunch Bite with Ian Bess.
Welcome back to The Lunch Bite. It's just gone 8 minutes to the hour of 1 o'clock. You're listening to Ian Bess. I'm talking to Bradley Davis. Brad, we've got about 5 minutes left. I want you to take us through your process. Just explain to us, how does someone go about making use of your service? Can you just run through it very quickly for us?
Cool, sure. So basically, initially it was just, as I said, a collect and deliver basis. But I find a lot of people that have phoned me have had struggles with the various chain stores, you know, ordering online. Some of them don't take orders. They're so busy. So I literally, it was supposed to be a collect and deliver, but now it seems I'm doing shopping for people. And I promise you, by the end of this, I'm going to be a professional. I think my wife's going to send me out on my own anyway. So it's been great. I mean, I'm doing the service. I even picked up a SIM card for someone the other day. I'm going to buy a microwave just now for someone.
I was actually going to ask you, Brad, what is the weirdest thing you've been asked to buy?
I think the microwave and two heaters.
A microwave and two heaters. So there's like no limit to, limit to your creativity.
I had a call for cigarettes and I obviously declined. I said, you can't buy and I'm not prepared to do that.
Okay.
A gentleman phoned me earlier, wants me to collect some staff in Germiston and drop them in Lyndhurst. I said, unfortunately, I can't take passengers. So I said, safety first.
So Brad, that's an important thing. And thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for, coming onto the show. I know it's not easy, having gone through this and to share your story. So I think firstly, I want to thank you. But secondly, I want to also commend you on the responsibility and the maturity that you've taken, that you respect that this is a lockdown still and there are restrictions and you are taking the necessary care and making sure that you're doing it in a responsible way. Is that a difficult process? And I'm just saying that for other listeners out there that are thinking of something creative, in terms of that you can still be successful, but you can still follow the rules.
Okay, so you must remember, obviously, the law is the law. I am following the process. I'm actually in the process of, it's been handed in, registering a company with CIPC. I'll receive my letter hopefully in the next 6 days. CIPC is currently down at the moment. I've already gone as much as to email address will be up and running. But as far as the most important thing I'd like to mention is the safety. Firstly, thanks to all the chain stores, they're really doing an amazing job and they're really taking this like very, very seriously, which makes my life easier. You know, I go into the store, I wipe the trolley, I actually wrap that thing around the trolley like 10 times and I don't even hold the trolley itself. I hold the, and I probably go back and replace it like 5 times. I wear my mask, I wear my glove, like I'm fully kitted. It feels like I'm going into war.
That's amazing, Brad. Brad, tell us quickly because we're going to run out of time and I want to make sure that people know how to get hold of you. What's the best way? You say that you're busy registering and you're going to change email addresses and that. What's the best way people can get hold of you if they want to know more about your services? Have you got a contact number?
Yes, I do. The best way is by mobile. It's 082-8511-764. You can WhatsApp or call me, and if I don't answer, I'll certainly get back to you within 10, 15 minutes or so. Obviously, while I'm driving, I don't try not to take calls, and I've often used
the GPS.
So, yeah, as I said, safety first, and also got to keep safe for my customers and my family. I do have an email as well, but best on mobile. I will be changing that email address.
Let's stick with the mobile for now. Brad, it's been amazing. Thank you for talking to us and inspiring us. And you're most welcome. Take care. Keep well.
God bless. Bye, guys. Ciao, ciao.
Cheers.